Having discussed the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel over the minimum size of a sukkah, the Gemara now turns to quote a brisa on the same topic. Man tana lahad tana rabbanan. In accordance with which tana is that which we learned in brisa? Bayish ein bo arba amos al arba amos. A house which doesn't have 4 amos by 4 amos. Pater min a mezuzah. It's pater from you having to put up a mezuzah in it. When amak, and from you having to put up a protective fence around its roof. Ve'enu matama min a gam. And it can't become tame with tzras of a house. Ve'enu nechla b'kabalti arechama. And it doesn't have the status of one of the houses which is inside of a walled city, which is to say that if somebody sells a house within a walled city, so the halacha is that he's allowed to buy it back within 1 year, but beyond that 1 year, he's not allowed to buy it back any longer. We don't send such a person who has built this house, which is less than 4 by 4 amos, home from war, as we would by somebody who had built a normal-sized house. We also don't require that somebody who has a house which connects to a chatzar. And the halacha is that in order for the people who all own houses around a jointly owned chatzar to carry in that chatzar, on a derabanan level, we require that they all join their homes together in the chatzar to make it as if it was one person's home. And such a person doesn't have to join in that process by contributing part of the money for the food, and he doesn't have to because it's not as if he really lives there since he has such a small house. The Amish Dachtenbo, and similarly, in the same sort of process of when a person lives inside of a house which leads into a chatzar, and the chatzar leads into a mavoi. So we don't require that in order for the people from one chatzar to carry into the mavoi, the larger alleyway, which is outside of a number of different chatzeros, which are each, again, respectively, surrounded by different houses. So in order to allow the people to carry from the chatzer into the mavoi, the chamam required that they also join those chatzeros together. And such a person who owns only a small house doesn't count as if he really lives there, and he's not required to join with others in terms of making that shituf. And also, when making that Erev Chatzeros, which we alluded to beforehand, we don't allow them to keep the Erev inside of his house, because the way the halacha functions is that we view the place where all the food has been put as if all the different owners of the houses join together in that one house, and therefore the Chatzer is all owned by all of them as one unit, and they can now carry into the Chatzer. We don't allow you to place the food inside of this too small house, because as the same way that he wasn't required to participate, he's also not able to have the food placed in it because it doesn't count as in a house. Vein also knows so Iberbein state ERS, as we turn over to Gemara Beis. Now, we don't allow this to work as an addition between two cities. What does that mean? Rashi quotes the Mishnah in Erev, on Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, which brings machlokas between the Chum and Rabbi Meir. There's this concept called the Karfif, which is to say that the area beyond the walls of a city, beyond the limits of the city, 70 amos plus a little bit, is not counted for the starting of where a person's tchum begins from. So when somebody walks out of those 70 plus amos outside of the city's limits, they're able to they're still able to walk for 2,000 amos. That idea of a karfif is a machlokas between the chum and Rebbe Meir over in what scenarios the concept of a karfif will exist. The chum say it only exists in a scenario where it's two different cities. And then there's a machlokas amoram who argue over whether or not each city, in a case of two cities, gets their own karfif, which is to say that 70 plus amos. So that's the opinion of Rav Huna, that either city gets its own karfif. So between the two of them, 140 plus a little amos. Or the opinion of Chiba Rav, which is to say that no, between the two of them, they get one jointly combined karfif, which is 70 plus amos. That's it between the two of them. Now, to connect two cities, which each either have their own karfif, like Rav Huna, according to the Chum, or like Chiya Bar Rav, that they jointly together produce one karfif, in order to connect two cities, which are beyond the limits of what that distance might be. For example, if it was 142 amos. So now, that's beyond 70 plus and 70 plus from either city, according to Rav Huna. And therefore, once one walked out of one city and went beyond the 70-plus amos, they'd already start their tchum. So in order to enable one to walk from one city to the next city without starting one's tchum, if one had built a house over that extra area, which was between the two different karfifios, then that would delete the space that was there. It's as if you walked into a house and connect the two cities. That's how Rashi understands. Now, if the house is less than 4x4 amos, which is the point of the brisa, then it does not do that. It doesn't delete that empty space between them, and therefore does not connect those two karfifios. the Braisa goes on with another halacha. And similarly, when a house is less than 4x4 amos, the brothers who jointly own this house or partners who own this house are not able to split in it. The Gemara will clarify what that means later on. So now, the Gemara asks, Lema Rebbe Hivlo Rabbanan? So perhaps this Braisa is only in accordance with Rebbe, who says by a sukkah that the minimum size of a sukkah is 4x4 amos, and not the Chachamim, either by Shammai or by Hillel, that the minimum size of a sukkah is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim or 6 tvachim by 6 tvachim. Because you see over here, they hold that the minimum size of a house is 4x4 amos. So maybe this Braisa is only in accordance with Rebbe. So the Gemara responds, no. Afilu Tema Rabbanan. It could even be like the Chachamim, either by Shammai or by Hillel. Ad kan lo kamri Rabbanan hasam el inyan sukkah d'diras arahi. The Rabbanan only said it by a sukkah that the minimum size of a sukkah is smaller than for these other halachos. It's only 7x7 or 6x6 tvachim, and not 4x4 amos, because a sukkah only needs to be a d'diras arai, a temporary dwelling. Aval legaba bias, but by a house for other halachos which relate to that concept of a real house, d'diras kevahu, which is a set dwelling. Afilu Rabbanan modu. De I isbe dalet amos adal amos de iribe inchi, that if it's 4x4, a person will dwell in there permanently. Be lo lo dairibe inchi, but if not, if it's not 4x4 amos, a person won't dwell in there permanently. Now the Gemara goes on to, after showing that even Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel would agree to these halachos, so now the Gemara goes on to analyze each one of these halachos and their source. Amar Mar, we quoted in the Braisa, Patr Menam Mezuzah, Menam Akam, Vein Metam Emet Megam, Veinu Nechla Bebati Arechoma, Vein Chuzer Nalav Meorchechama. These five things. My time, what's the reason? Dibayik Siv Bahu. So the Gemara explains, because by each one of these, the Pasuk tells us that the word bias is written by these. These ones are all d'oraisa. The next ones are all going to be d'rabbanan, or up to, depending on what people consider things, and therefore, we can't give the same answer of saying a bias is written by all of them. So now we turn to the next things. V'ein ma'arvin bo, v'ein mishtatvin bo, v'ein manichin bo erev. So these things related to an erev. So why my time? What's the reason why a house which is less than my 4x4 amos doesn't relate to these dinim? So the Gemara answers, "Delo chazi ledira," since it's not fit for dwelling, and these things apparently require one to be fit for dwelling within them. Eir v'chatzeros ein manichin bo, avashitav manichin bo. Now the Gemara makes a diak. It says we don't put eir v'chatzeros in it, but you are allowed to put a shitov of mavot in it, as we explained beforehand, to combine the people for the chatzer that we're not allowed to place in it. But what it sounds like is that you are allowed to place the combination of many chatzeros into one mavoi that you are allowed to place in it. My taima. What's the reason? So the Gemara explains, the lo garam e chatzer shem mavoi, because it's no worse off than a chatzer, which is in the mavoi itself, which we say a brice, mishnah, jitznan, eiru ve chatzeros be chatzer, shitufa mavoi be mavoi. The mishnah says that you are allowed to place the eiru chatzeros in the chatzer itself, and you're allowed to place the shitufa mavos inside the mavoi itself. The Gemara asked on it, Eruv Chatzeros b'chatzer, you let it put the Eruv Chatzeros in the Chatzer? V'atznan, we learned in a different mission, Hanosin Eruv b'bayis, b'beis shar, achsadru marpes, as if you place your Eruv inside of various types of small, non-dwelling place houses, eno Eruv, it's not an Eruv, a hadar sham eno osir, and the person who lives there also is not able to make it osir for everybody else to carry in it. So, ela ema Eruv Chatzeros b'bayis shebachatzer, v'shitufa imavos b'chatzer shebamavai. So the Gemara there clarified, then, though, what are we talking about in that mission? It says that Eruv Chatzeros, you have to put in a bias around the chatzer. And shitufa in mavos, that you're allowed to place in a chatzer in the mavoi. And similarly, this v'hai lo gara me chatzer shem mavoi. And also, if you place it in the mavoi itself, or in this tiny house inside of that, it's no worse off than placing it in a chatzer in the mavoi. And since it has some minimal degree of protection, just like a chatzer would, therefore it's mutter and is able to work for the mavoi. And even though it's less than 4x4. The Gemara continues on in analysis of the brisa. V'ein osin oso iber ben shtei eros. Da'afilu kaborgan lo mashvin alay. What's the reason why it's not even make this connection between them? Because we don't consider it like Borgen even, which were small areas where hunters would sometimes reside just for the night or so. And those would be able to extend the tchum of the city's outer limits. And we would start counting from those. And we don't count these. Those were 4x4 amos. These were not. My time, what's the reason why not? Why is it less than a Borgenin? Borgenin chazulim osayu. Even though Borgenin are only temporary dwellings, nonetheless, they still serve their purpose properly. V'hai lo chazulim osayu. This does not serve its purpose, which is, if it's supposed to be a house, if it's less than a 4x4, it doesn't serve that purpose. Whereas Borgenin, which are supposed to be these little huts where hunters would reside for a night or two, so that does serve its purpose. And therefore, as long as it's 4x4, it's able to extend the tchum. The Gemara continues to the last point of the price of Ein Achin of Asher from Cholkimbo. So now the Gemara asks, "Time to less beidal amos." That's the reason why brothers or partners can't split it between them is because it doesn't have 4 amos. They can't force one another to split if one of them chooses to do so because it doesn't have 4 amos. Ha is beidal amos cholkin. But if it did have 4 amos, then they would be able to force one another to split. But it's not. We learned in the Mishnah, "Ein cholkin as a chatzer ad sheheba." We don't allow one side to force the other side to split a chatzar until it has 4 amos by 4 amos. And similarly by house as well, we would assume you can't allow one side to force the other side to split unless they'll each end up with 4 amos. And that's not true unless there's 8 amos in total. But here there's only 4 amos by 4 amos, larger amount. So the Gemara then responds, Ela Ema ain bo din chaluka chatzar. So rather say it doesn't have the status of din chaluka like a chatzar, meaning it's say for the following halacha. Amar Rav Huna, chatzar lefi pischem eschad lakas. Rav Huna says that when you're trying to divide up a chatzar, which different houses lead into, so how much space does each one of them get in order to have an area for unloading and loading their animals and the like? So it's divided up in accordance with its doors. That's what Rav Huna says. Rav Chista Amar, nosing l'chol pesach pesach arba amos v'ashar chokin osa b'shar. No, that you give per each door, you get 4 amos opposite it, and then the rest, the middle areas, which doesn't relate to anywhere opposite any doors, so that they split amongst them evenly. Tehani mili bayis t'lahavu kayyivna lechotzer. So now the Gemara returns back to why something less than 4 by 4 doesn't get this. So that's only true when there's a house that we give them area of unloading and unloading inside of the chotzer. Hide in the mitzvah kai. This isn't a house. This is standing to be to hide things in. Lo yavina le chatzar. This, we don't give him an area in the chatzar because we don't worry about the fact that he has to unload early.